Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake
place.
Up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon here in Danger Studios in beautiful, balmy South Florida again. So much for the cold. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
We made it another week, Dougie.
That's right. And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie. Great to be here.
And thanks, guys, for watching on Facebook Live, where you can go to my Facebook page. Dougie Almeida, watch us in all our glory. And or you can just listen to us on wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com sometime tonight after 8 p.m. I'll post it. Or on Bubba Army Radio on the weekends from 4 to 6, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're on there, so we appreciate that. And, hey, it's the Schumer shutdown is no longer. The government's going to get back to work, and, you know, let's see if we can get something done. You know, I'm just hoping it's a beginning of people realizing, okay, enough's enough. Let's stop the name calling. Let's stop being, the elections are over. We lost. Let's just see what the fuck we can do.
See, I'm so disappointed. I thought we were going to get to keep the government shut down for longer than this.
Yeah.
I think people needed to realize, like, we don't really need the government. We should just keep it shut down all the time.
Well, you mean like police and fire departments and things like that?
Oh, they were still going to work. They all work for the state.
Well,
not the federal government.
They're still going to work free, but like the military, they weren't officially being paid for the last 2 or 3 days.
No, they're,
but
they're paid all the way through February.
Now it's retroactive. They'll get paid. You know, listen, I am a Republican, so I believe in less government. Okay, because I simply believe that from when the first time I went to the Division of Motor Vehicles. You know, the first time I went to Child and Family Services, I dealt with Social Security. Anybody in those offices are useless. And, you know, so I like less government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Personally, I think it's easier for Russia to collude and hack our email system when we're not there or open.
I don't think it matters. I think they're going to get in there anyway.
They're going to do that. I think the IRS was shut down today.
That's good.
That's one that could stay.
Yeah, why don't we keep that closed? That
yeah, fuck you, IRS.
Yeah,
you know
the national parks. Who was going there anyway?
I know. You know what I mean? I wanted to go to Yellowstone and just stomp on the ground so the mega earthquake or fucking thing would start.
We really were better off.
Caldera.
I was ready to congratulate Chuck Schumer for keeping the Schumer shutdown going.
Oh,
and now
guy.
I'm sad.
That guy, I want.
If I was him, why didn't he take credit for it? That is such a cool name.
He
for
should
something.
Have the Schumer you know shutdown. What I mean?
The yeah. Schumer shutdown. Yeah. It's a Trump shutdown. That does not work. No, you can't just name
it's,
everything.
It's
after
both
him.
Of them. It's all of them.
No, it's not.
Fuck them all.
It's the Dems.
Oh come on! How is it just the Dems?
Because
wait a minute. Wait
them.
A minute. Listen, the Republicans have power. The Democrats don't. The Democrats can kind of slow things down.
Well, they are. They're obstructionists. But
well, wait a minute. That's what the Republicans did for 8 years during Obama.
We're not talking about Obama.
That's
we're talking
the founding,
about now.
That's
Ethan,
how the founding fathers designed
to,
it.
Hold on a second. Try to stick with today.
Okay.
I know every time we talk about stuff, liberals love to go back and say, oh, well, they did it to Obama. And guess what? When that was happening, I'm like, I was saying the same fucking thing.
Okay.
Let's figure it out. Let's not, you know.
But the founding fathers designed it this way. It's supposed to be slow. It's supposed to be, there's not supposed to be able to get together and fuck us too easily.
Due process. Everything has due process.
I think that's a legal term. That's for courts. This is the legislative process. It's supposed to be messy.
We're not going by mail.
Legislative terms use it, but it's not solely a legislative term. But there is due process.
Okay.
Like if you want to bang a chick, there's a due process.
Okay. You just mean in the general sense.
No. Well, of course. Listen, what are you going to judge my word? Like today, this fucking asshole on Facebook.
Hashtag time's up.
Hashtag time's up. This guy.
time's up.
I guess we had this incident in Florida where an older woman got asked, members of ICE jumped onto a Greyhound bus to check people's papers. And our good friend Ron Bo and one of these other guys are basically, they're criticizing, they're critiquing the law, the officers of the ICE. And
Ron starts so much shit, by the way. Listen, it's hilarious.
Listen, I won't even get into this guy right now. But what I will say is this. So what's funny about it is they're saying, they're going,
you guys
hey,
have a history.
They go, hey, why would they bug an old lady for her papers? And there's an old Socratic type theory that says you don't know what you don't know. Socrates says he was the smartest man living because he admitted he didn't know anything.
Right.
Every day was a learning experience. I don't claim to be know it. And then, so the idea is you don't know what you don't know. So I merely, I don't know either why they questioned this old woman. I'm not an ICE member. I wasn't on that detail. But I know this, that if they did it, here's some possibilities with my limited background in security work. Maybe she was traveling with somebody that was in question. Maybe somebody who bought her ticket is in question.
Sure.
Maybe she's been known to stuff tons of cocaine up her ass, and she's an unwilling mule.
In that case, let her go, I say.
Yeah, and wait till she takes her shit and in party time. So, I don't know, but I'm just saying I'm not going to sit there and start bad-mouthing people that put their life on the fucking line to protect me because I have a fucking liberal agenda or I have an ideological agenda that doesn't sit well, and I want to be a loudmouth doofball and just critique shit like that. So I did this, and some other fucking acting asshole I'm not a friend with Ron, says, oh, you don't know what you don't know. What does that mean? Meanwhile, you think you're a know-it-all. What the fuck is wrong with people? Did I say I know it all? Did I say this is what happens? And I tried to say, and the guy was like, yo, see there, the guy. And I said, I unfriended the guy and blocked him. That's
who is
it.
This person?
I don't know.
It's just a random friend
of
Ron's.
Asshole. He's some fucking asshole who doesn't.
The technique they use.
He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
What,
you show no facts. I just showed you all the facts.
I know. Isn't that the greatest? You put 14 paragraphs down of information. You didn't even answer my question yet. Really? What, do you got your head up your ass? Listen, I'm going to make a prediction. Facebook will be gone in a few years.
Really?
Maybe at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Sell.
I think Facebook is eventually going to turn into an ugly thing.
I think it already is there, man.
By the way, what about politics?
No hold Facebook.
I want to get right into it here opening the show. But speaking of ugly things, Monique, you know the comedian Monique?
I've drawn
the black woman.
Man,
she was
hit that right on the head.
But she was the mother in Precious. The actress, she's a comic.
Still drawing
black woman.
She sounds familiar. Vaguely.
I don't know what else to
she's
tell
got
you.
Got a problem with Netflix?
Yeah, no. Like she has the MO and then the apostrophe thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw her on like Comic View when I was a kid.
I know that she's been blacklisted, and I don't mean that's an expression. I'm not being.
How dare you?
Wait to be whitelisted. Oh my god.
Yeah. She's being blacklisted because she's known as a diva to work with as a movie actress. Like,
okay.
There's a lot of directors and producers that won't work with her.
Green M&Ms, that sort of thing.
Pain in the ass. Okay. That's the word. That's why she doesn't get a lot of work. Now
Launch
she comes
bread.
Out and she's upset because Netflix only offered her $500,000.
Hmm.
Which is a lot of comics that are reading that going, who the fuck is Monique, first of all? And why is she getting pissed that she's only getting $500,000, number one? But she compared herself to, she says it's a racial and a gender issue, and that she's asking everybody to boycott Netflix.
Hey, there you go.
I don't know the story. I'm like the guy in your story that you just told. I don't know what I don't know. But I will say this. It's interesting. Like, so Amy Schumer had the same thing, right? Like, a lot of people didn't like her special.
Right.
And then she was like, it's
and still
sexism. And I'm like, that's a funny response for a comedian, right? You're like, oh, you don't like my special? Oh, you don't like my comedy?
Right.
Oh, I'm not getting the big contract I wanted to get for my comedy? It must be not because I might need to be a little funnier. It must be any other reason than that.
Well,
exactly. That's funny, right?
It's almost like...
so self-conscious.
It's like, ghost write some more jokes.
In the state of Florida, if you get fired, this is a right-to-work state. So you can get fired because they don't like you. So the only way that you're going to get any type of legal recourse if you get fired is if you could prove discrimination of some sort. So that's the go-to. That's what people... Now that everybody... All the hoople heads are out there and all the shit's happened, all these people are... that's their go-to. So it's clear... That, you know, it's clear to me. Listen, I'm not a big Amy Schumer comedy fan. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't watch either one of those fucking specials. But I would tell you, but I'll tell you this. I understand why she's getting millions of dollars above Monique, because she's kind of in the now. She's a draw. She's,
right.
She's, you know what I mean? Doesn't anybody understand?
She wasn't on that show. Give me a break. Oh, wait, that's not
it's
her.
A different
that's
girl. You know what I mean? And Chris Rock, she says, well, Chris Rock, it's because he's a man. No, because he's funny as fuck, and he's one of the best comics of all time. He's in the top 8 or 10 in my fucking list. You know, David Chappelle, she compared David Chappelle, Chris, you know.
He just killed the
She's like, how come I'm not getting that Dave Chappelle money?
Yeah, because you're not
well, I'm sorry.
It's like, you know, it's like me saying it. You know, how well, come I'm not getting fucking T.J. Miller money? You know, I mean,
there's
fuck.
A schedule of events. You know what I mean? You got to go to Africa. You got to.
Yeah. You got to pay your dues.
You got to turn down $7 million. Then maybe later, 10 years later, you get paid like Dave Chappelle.
In entertainment, you got to learn how to say no, folks.
Or $50 million.
You got to learn how to say no.
You know how you make $1 million? You say no to 999999.
Who said that?
Chris Priester says you said blacklisted. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I like Chris.
Listen, that ice story wouldn't even happen if she had a 5.0 and her rag top was down so her hair could blow.
Robin Sutton says, or you show 50 shades of facts only to be called fake news because it doesn't completely agree with their... Exactly.
I don't understand that comment.
She's basically saying you can give 50 pages of facts to somebody and they're just going to say, oh, that's not... It's bullshit.
Here's the thing.
Here's my favorite thing. What's your source?
Well, that's actually a good question.
Yeah, it is, really.
But who wants to sit there on Facebook?
Encyclopedia Britannica.
You know, it's weird. Everyone wants to be an expert now.
Yeah.
Because everyone has Facebook so they can just write out to the world so then everyone is... But I'm like, you guys are idiots.
You don't know how to do research. It's the need to be recognized. It's the need to appear, you know, knowing and knowledgeable. And, you know, here's the thing. I made a comment about a year or so ago, and I lost a bunch of fucking Facebook friends and comic friends.
Really?
I said, I'm not interested in hearing your political opinion if your credit score is below 500. You know what I mean?
I have no idea what mine is.
Yeah. Listen, I just pulled my Beacon score up. It's 840. So, my point was, and it was a simple point, those people have a fucking brain in their head, would realize that no one wants to hear your opinion of how to run the government, which isn't an easy task in itself.
If
you can't even fucking control your own credit.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, if you don't get that, and then it was funny because a bunch of people got pissed and I said, well, we just found out who has a fucking low Beacon score, all these fucking deadbeats. So, you know what I mean? If you don't like the news or if you're offended by it, that's not my fucking problem. But that's why Donald Trump got elected. People are sick and tired of having to watch what they say and how they say it.
I agree.
Because too many people are thin-skinned. They don't have a fucking backbone.
I think it's going to go in the other direction now. I think people are going to be like less politically correct because like after Trump got elected, okay, I voted for Hillary, and after Trump got elected, I got less politically correct because I was like, wow, political correctness didn't work very well.
No.
Let's change the approach.
See, this guy adapts. See, this guy
noticed that any of the vulgar terms that Trump has ever used, you've only heard him say it one time, and then after that, the news will repeat it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Just 105. What were they doing? A South Park episode with the counter in the side going, 107 shitholes, 109 shitholes.
It was funny, you know. It was, you know, listen. I'm going to make this, I'm going to say it here. Haiti is a shithole. You know what I mean? Great people.
Right.
The hardest fucking working people. I know. I played soccer with Asians. I have clients who hate. They're beautiful people, loving people, except for the fact it's one of the biggest countries in the world that practices voodoo. But listen, I don't know what I don't know on that shit, okay?
It works.
You know what I mean?
It works.
I won't judge that. There's good voodoo, like white witch, black witch. I don't want to say white and black. Sorry, Christopher. Let's say good witch, bad witch. And you know what I mean? All I know is
gray witch,
it's a shithole of a country.
I'll say some of my best friends and some of the funniest comics in South Florida are Haitian.
Yeah.
You know? No, and so no problem with the Haitians. But, I mean, come on. This country's not doing so good. Another thing, though, that's really funny,
but
Dougie,
we're distinguishing the country's a shithole.
The country's maybe a shithole.
And good people are trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, that makes sense if you can get
now,
out.
I'll blend with you a little bit. I have nothing. I feel for those people trying to get out of that shithole.
Right.
Right. I felt that when all this shit was happening with the Cubans and coming from a Hispanic background, I thought, listen, if you're letting Cubans in, you should be letting the fucking Haitians in.
Absolutely.
The Cubans should be getting special treatment over the Haitians. They're all fleeing shitholes. So go ahead.
Sounds right to me. No, I do think it was really funny, though, that like last week we were talking about this and you guys and also like every conservative I've heard didn't want to admit that Trump probably said shithole and also like wouldn't admit that like Trump's probably racist. I'm like, of course Trump's racist. That's why he got elected. Like, what's the problem?
He's not racist.
What's the problem with admitting that Trump is racist? And
Because he's not. Because the only thing they keep going to is because his dad, when he owned property, and supposedly him, Try to keep black people from moving into their apartment complex.
But why does it? But why do you lose the argument if you admit that Trump is racist? I feel like just admit it. It's fine. What's the big deal?
Well, let me go on. I understand your philosophy in a sense. Like I say that 95% of the population is racist. Like,
yeah,
you have racial thoughts. You know,
of course.
But that doesn't mean
he's a 70-year-old dude.
But here's the problem: there's too many hoopleheads out there. The minute you say someone's racist, they automatically think that they're burning fucking, they're hanging people from trees and shit, you know?
Right.
You know, that, you know,
well, that's different.
The subtle meaning of racist would mean, let's say a parent saying they would, like a Jewish parent wanting their kid to marry a Jewish woman.
Right.
Some people say, that's racist. No, that's just the way the family wants it to fucking go.
I'd say that Trump thinks in racial terms, in racial categories.
I think he holds everybody to the highest place. I don't think he judges people especially he's going to work with in that aspect. They don't think he judges. I think he judges solely on production. And that's what, here's a guy that's all about the bottom line.
Right.
And so with that, and I said this on the other day. So, you know, if a business person is, you know, is saying, look, I don't want low income people to be in my building, you know, people that have that show a low beacon score, you know, it could be transitioned into that. And then that's it. And then that a lot of those people may be Hispanic, black and white trash. Beacon, but they won't racist. Point out the Hispanic and the white trash people. They'll just say, well, this is racist against black people.
Well, I don't know what I don't know.
Apparently, Beacon is racist, if you haven't followed this conversation.
I'm angry about my credit score because my identity was stolen during the Equifax breach. Thanks, Trump.
But no one listens to actually Martin Luther King's nephew, I believe it was, who says that he's not racist. He doesn't know how to talk.
His daughter was just on CNBC.
He doesn't realize the sayings he's using are racially...
There was a great video on Facebook about during Martin Luther King Day where there was a young black man on there, and he was saying the Martin Luther King would not be a Democrat. He would not be for gay marriage. He would not be. He was known
conservative Christian.
Yeah, no, he had much different beliefs and stuff. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be a fucking Democrat. In all honesty. So, listen, like I said. Things are moving on. You notice we haven't heard much from fucking Kim Jong-un lately after that big button fucking comment. You know, I mean, sometimes things happen. Look, I know you guys don't like him. I know you guys don't like Trump. I know it.
Listen, wait till season three.
I under fucking stand. Trust me. I don't need to be explained why people don't like him. But here's the thing. Sometimes your football team needs an asshole coach to get the fucking team in winning order. Right, that's the way it is. And we don't need some godlike person running this country. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to try to fool ourselves that any politician isn't full of shit. I love it when people say, "Oh, this guy's this," and I go, "Then what politician do you like? You know, he's a fucking asshole too. You know, he's a scumbag. Like this governor of fucking New Jersey, Booker. What a fucking asshole this guy is." You know what I love? I love when the left says, "Oh, you guys are denigrating women and you're mean to women and this and that." And that fucking clown was screaming and treating that woman like shit and questioning her. I'm like, "You're a fucking hypocrite."
Like he has any right to do the way he did.
Yeah.
I've missed this story, I guess.
Well, you know.
It was about the shithole again.
But hey, you know, that guy's the governor of New Jersey. I live in Florida. Who gives a shit?
Well, because he's got aspirations to be president.
Oh. Well, here's what I would say. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or Obama. Go about your business and fucking get a job.
Robin Sutton says on Facebook Live, by the way, look up Trump versus Palm Beach. You'll see he's not racist. He is. He won the rights for minorities to be allowed in the country clubs and neighborhoods in the richest neighborhoods in Florida. He actually said if you worked hard and earned the finer things, you should have them regardless of race or religion.
Correct.
It's just easier for people to demonize him. You know, it almost reminds me of high school shenanigans. You know, when somebody like some asshole dude who didn't like you because you're getting all the pussy. You know, you're the cool dude in the school.
What's that like, Dougie?
I'll try to tell you.
Sour grapes is what you're saying.
Yeah, and they would sit there and poo-poo all over you.
Fuck that guy,
you know?
Man.
And that's what they're doing.
Fuck Trump. He's the coolest kid in school.
I'm just glad for one thing. I never want to see my fucking president cry again, ever.
What
on
president
TV.
Did the president cry?
Obama cried every other week.
Really?
San Diego. The cops are killing people.
Wow, Ciro. Hey, if you're a Sandy Hook mother, call in.
Yeah, and also similar Sandy Hook mother with the Charlottesville bullshit. I think they're similar mothers there. Look it up. do something.
Crisis right. acting?
Before we get into the conspiracy theory shit.
I don't care. I just don't want to see him cry.
Sarah, let me ask you real quick. You don't think Sandy Hook was a real...
Sandy Hook may have been real, but Charlottesville was definitely set up. So.
Well, I definitely think that Charlottesville was a setup, right? The two parties shouldn't have been able to commingle.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I'm waiting for what you guys are going to say.
I'm just saying,
I don't think anyone died in Charlottesville. How about that? I'll go that far.
You don't think anyone died?
No.
What about that Heather woman?
Well, that one girl got run over, yeah.
Yeah, she got run over by that Nazi kid.
Really? You heard about her before that day or after that day?
What? Nobody heard about her. Nobody heard about us.
Yeah, nobody knew about her.
At this point. I mean, that's still I'm going to, when it comes to conspiracy theories.
David Duke, call in.
Yeah, they have to hold water. You know, but like getting back to that, like when those hoople, those fucking neo-Nazis, the alt-right, when they were having their tiki torches and marching around saying shit, that's part of freedom of speech.
I agree with that.
They're allowed to do these things.
Sure.
So if they, listen, whether you agree with it or not, they still have the right to do it. And the opposition, and that's where this, all that malarkey got started, where these are people that were pissed because their beliefs and their history are being torn down. And again, I'm not going to get into why and whether it was right to get torn down, but they had the right to basically immobilize and speak out on what was happening. What they don't have the right to do is attack people when they're there and all that shit, right? But that's right. Why you said things were in a play that it was almost meant to happen. Now, whether one side wanted it to happen to progress some sort of ongoing civil war need, you know, just like when Eric Holden was called in when Michael Brown was shot, when you get the attorney general to come into fucking town over a cop shooting, you know, that's like bringing a little too much fucking attention into a crime scene that occurred in a little fucking town of Ferguson. You know, yeah. These are all things to bring up mass hysteria amongst the masses.
And let's just say the night before when the tiki torch happened, if that town that they walked around in didn't look like the hills have eyes, I'm not sure.
It's all filled on a back lot.
And right after that, right Burbank. After everybody found out where they were in that little square, right? Oh, we'd punch them in the face. No, you had that whole night. They were marching around with torches. You could see where they were. Go punch them in the face. Yeah. Don't talk about it afterwards.
Well,
like
violence is wrong. Violence is wrong.
It's not wrong.
If those party, like I listen, I said this. If you wanted to piss off those guys. I would have been more creative than just trying to oppose hate with hate. Instead of like when those white supremacist guys were all marching with torches and shit, and they hate the Jews and we hate the blacks, right? They hate everybody, right? Because they're worried about losing themselves.
And I was like, by the way, what Jewish guy wants your job?
Yeah.
You work at KFC.
Well, the problem is a lot of these guys are actually a new breed of these loons. But... You know what they really—if they really wanted to piss them off, instead of meeting hate with hate, they should have projected what they hate. A bunch of gay guys should have came up in chaps and started making out.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? A bunch of like a black guy and a white chick should have started fucking on the lawn. You know, I mean, that would that if you want to piss off white supremacists, do that in front of them.
I agree.
Why are you going to sit there and argue? They're not going to change. They're not going to change the way they.
Yeah,
not,
that's the
you
Nazis. You're
telling them they're stupid. What are you trying to do?
Well, I used to do this.
Why didn't people just march with like jugs of water? I don't understand. We could have put the torches right out.
Fire extinguishers.
Yeah, I used to do this bit about that. Like who goes down to the Nazi protest and is like, I'd like to go down there and give them a piece of my mind. Sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. The Nazis, this group of ignorant white men that never changed their mind about anything. I'm going to tell them what I think.
Hey, Ciro, you guys want to go bowling? Brothers. Maybe go see a movie? Or you want to go...
The Nazis are in town.
Let's go jump in front of the Nazis. And let's try to change their mind about things. You know,
I heard there's a blitzkrieg down at the port.
It's just stupid. Just, you know, that's what I'm saying. People, you know, if you really want to get things done, there's a way to do it. But if you just want to project yourself in as a position of being like you care, but actually add nothing and bring nothing to the fucking table, keep doing what the fuck you're doing. This is the problem. People don't know. Like, if you want resolve, there's a way to get resolve. If you don't want, listen. If you don't want them speaking and stuff, no, don't go. Don't even pay. Don't even broadcast the shit. Don't even force the news agencies to say, don't even go out there. Let them do whatever the fuck they want within their own little barbecue.
How convenient was that whole report on Vice about the neo-Nazis you never heard of before that day? How was that?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I think I'm sort of agreeing with you in a weird way, Dougie. I mean, if you if you just turn off the TV and you didn't know that there was a march in Charlottesville, or you didn't know that this thing with ICE, or you didn't know that the government was shut down today, or you didn't, would it affect your life at all?
Right.
It wouldn't. You'd still go to work. You still pay your bills. You still go home. I mean, it's just the same shit. Like, not paying attention to national politics doesn't seem to actually affect very much.
No.
That's what I'm wondering, at least. I don't know. I hate to say that because I think people should be involved. But
there's, you know, I want to make a. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to hold a sign up. That's not going to fucking make a difference. You know what makes a difference? Change the way you do things. If you against racism, then make sure you are the most fucking fair person on earth, and make sure you work. Focus on your fucking self, and then maybe other people will follow. The minute you tell somebody else, hey, you know what you should do? Go fuck yourself. Don't tell me how to fucking live my life, you fucking asshole. That's the society we're in right now. You understand? Unless you have a license and a fucking name tag that says, I'm here to tell you what the fucking do. I don't want to hear what the fuck you have to say.
I definitely don't want to hear from the guy with the license either.
No.
I don't know who that is, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The expert.
You know, the vice principal. We talked about this the other day about like comedy and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my background, I have strong, you know, a lot of knowledge in finance and, you know, whatever. So if somebody comes up to me about a computer and starts talking, I'm not going to go, oh, you sure? Do you know what you're talking about? No. Guess what? I'm going to listen to everything that fucking person says. And if I'm sure, if I'm still not convinced, I'm not going to question that person. I'm going to get another person to see what they say about the matter. And I'm going to get as much information as possible without offending anybody. You know what I mean? If you really want to fucking learn, shut your fucking mouth, open your ears, and start finding out shit.
Listen.
Fucking hoopla.
I don't know what all this has to do with Sandy Hook, but I'm sure it's related somehow. Zero.
Whatever. Hey, we only got a couple minutes. I'm going to give you guys a
Sandy
choice.
Hook's fine. Charlottesville, fake.
This was interesting. Your friend Aziz Ansari.
Oh, my God, Aziz.
He was
Time's
his
up.
Movie was announced on the SAG Awards, and nobody clapped when they mentioned his name.
I think I saw that. That headline made me smile.
Yeah, we were like, hey, so-and-so, Aziz Ansari. Nothing. You know? Nothing for that poor guy. I also want to make a statement.
You're one blowjob away from not being famous anymore.
I know, right?
Ciro, you'd appreciate this. It has to do with global warming. And although I've been reading a lot on this lately, and it is true, most of the scientists that are reporting on global warming, that's all, are being paid by the people that want to push it and say, look, you're getting government money to find out about it. Thus, if you disprove it, we're not going to give you government money. Some years ago, about a year or two ago here on the show, I announced on the show that there is a huge volcanic crater underneath
Yellowstone.
No, that's true. But I don't know. Again, now let me brush. It's either Antarctica, where the one that's melting. There's the Antarctic and there's the and Greenland and the Arctic. So the one that's melting in the Greenland sheets, there is a huge volcanic crater underneath. So now, and I said, how could the sea levels be rising not because of global warming? Like is man causing global warming, or is the core of the fucking Earth? You know, coming, you know, getting closer and closer through the crust.
Oh, my God.
You know, is that a possibility? Well, here you go.
He admitted it. I'm going to do my best Sanjay Gupta face.
Heat loss from Earth's interior responsible for sliding ice sheets.
Stupid.
Consider the source, UPI. Heat loss from Earth's interior responsible for sliding ice. There is no doubt that the heat from the Earth's interior affects the movements of the ice, researcher said. The new research suggests that dissipation of the heat from the Earth's interior is responsible for the acceleration of seaward slide of Greenland's ice sheets.
Wow.
It's not the fucking styrofoam cup, you idiot.
Well, everyone just keep polluting, I guess.
No, don't do that. You know, I don't want to see shit. I saw an asshole throw up.
How about you just make a reason not to pollute better than the reason you gave us?
Every time one of these news stories comes
out.
It says the opposite thing, you know? Like, a news story comes out every other week saying global warming this or climate change that. And I think you have to look at the long term. You know, you have to look at, like...
It's been going through cycles. That's what most scientists have proven. The guy who started this is a great interview they show on CNN where the guy who fucking founded the Weather Channel said, no, you're wrong, and you're not going to... Because it's been in cycles for periods of thousands of fucking years. And is it the Earth warming? Yes. Is it man-made? That's the question.
Well, most but what I'm trying to say is that most scientists, if you look at the long term over the last, you know, two or three decades of research, most scientists do think that it is happening and that it is anthropogenic. It is caused
by
men.
Well, again, in the last decade, there were it's a big money-making idea, and that, I mean, there's a lot behind that. Listen, what I do like about it is let's get rid of fossil fuels.
Let's go to nuclear.
I like methane. You know, you got natural gas that could, you know,
that's still fossil.
And you know what? Everything that's happening, that's all in progress anyway. Clean energy is the big thing. You know, that's why you haven't seen gas really go anywhere in the fucking last 3 or 4 years in price. That's because of fracking.
Yeah.
Not only that, but also the increased levels of like solar power in this country. Natural gas, which is at the low right now, and that's going to be the next thing in the next 6 to 8 years, is going to be huge. Because, you know, people talk about battery-powered. All these fucking Tesla cars with those huge batteries. What the fuck are we going to do with the batteries once they're bad? This is another fucking issue that we don't even, like, let's use electric. What the fuck, where are we going to put all these batteries?
The answer is simple. We use nuclear power. I don't know why people don't want to use nuclear. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Honey, here's your nuclear-powered dildo.
I'm pretty sure it should be.
Is it safe?
Is that the same thing? It's not the same thing as cold fusion, right?
No, there's no cold fusion yet. But hot fission, that's nuclear power. And they could be using that to charge all these batteries. That would solve the problem.
Well, then you got to.
But they're not. They're digging out these huge mining things.
I think eventually you're going to have like a little bucket. It's just going to sit in the corner of your house, and it's going to be like a little tiny nuclear reactor that just works for you.
And the truth is, the sun is also heating up during all these cycles, you know? And we just went through a galactic alignment. This is not conspiracy world. We just did.
Right.
And all the planets heated up once we aligned with the sun.
We could be going through a different part of the fucking universe where there's more shit that caught. Listen, the bottom line is, in the mortal
words. Make up a name and call it the radiation.
In the immortal words of fucking my favorite comic, now I'm breaking his name, was fucking.
Well,
the
really
ponytail.
You really love this comic.
Yeah, no, because I'm sitting here just reading something else.
Sam Kinison?
No, the fucking...
Ponytail.
The seven bad words.
Oh, George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Sorry.
When he said, he even said it. Oh, yeah, man, the world has been through a volcanic and eruptions and all kinds of shit, but my fucking plastic cup is going to fuck up the earth.
That's a butterfly.
It will just
effect.
Evolve. It will become Earth plus plastic.
I don't want to live on Earth plus plastic.
Plastic's a bad thing. Just saying. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Doberg.
Hey.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, just recycle, everyone.
That's right. And, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for Straight from the Headlines right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, trust me, it's not that loud. Hopefully, on the recording. Anyway, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Doctor ran up $135,000 tab with four fishing strippers, and the judge says he doesn't have to pay the bill.
For what?
Here's the thing, Dougie. I'm actually not really a doctor either.
There you go. Comedy, finally. We're breaking, getting back to comedy. Doctor ran up $135,000 tab with four. I guess he went on a fishing trip.
Uh huh.
And took some strippers with him.
Oh, fishing strippers. Now
right?
Yeah.
I've been on a golf stripper trip. You go golfing and the girls come on the caddies.
They're the caddies?
Yeah, they hand you your club and then you hand them yours.
And they had the nerve to bring a couple of Tiger Woods.
Bring like three different bags of clubs. You're like, here, honey.
I'll charge you the three wood for my wood. A cardiologist who racked up $135,000 tab during a three-night spree with four strippers. That's about 1.13 for each night. At the New York City Club is off the hook for the bill. A Manhattan judge has ruled. Physician Ziad Yonan of Holmdel, New Jersey, was drugged by the strippers and then fleeced with fraudulent billing. Judge O'Neill Levy ruled Tuesday. Therefore, Yunan was the victim of a criminal conduct and is not responsible for the tab.
Where'd they get the farm animals?
Score is the Midtown club where Yunin was charged for the private rooms, tips, booze, and over three nights. Three nights at a strip club?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I spent many hours in strip clubs, but three nights?
Well, eventually, you bust that nut, you figure.
I did cocaine right in the table of Miami Gold one night at 5 in the morning with my buddy and drank and stole a bottle of champagne out of there. But I didn't spend three nights there. Remember, the manager comes up and goes, guys, what are you doing? This ain't fucking Miami
then
Vice.
We booked it.
Scores. They tried to collect on the tab in court even after the strippers pleaded guilty to the scam. Yeah, we know they were crazy whores, but they still owe us the fucking money. Scores lawyers claiming that the doctor was in a romantic relationship with Karina Pasucci, one of the strippers. She posed as a nursing major when she first picked up Yonan, 44, at the Manhattan restaurant.
I don't understand this story, actually. She had to dress up as a sexy nurse to trick him into going to the strip club.
No, when they met, he told her that she was studying as a nurse. Oh, by the way, I'm you know what strippers do. Oh, by the way, to pay for my med school.
Right.
Come see me tonight from 2 o'clock till two
it's
in the morning.
The pitch.
Okay,
Ethan. The pitch.
After dates with Pasucci and her cousin and sister. Fuck. Oh, you want to go out with me? Well, you ever have that happen? You go out with this chick, and all of a sudden, oh, can my friend come? Like, oh, sure. Fuck, look at her. She's hot as balls. Yunin said in the court papers he would awake in a hotel room with no memory, of what happened the night before.
Nights in a row.
Nothing worse than having a threesome and forgetting everything about it. Yunin sued Scores and the woman in the July 2014 countering a lawsuit the strip club had filed against him. This guy had his fun and didn't have to pay. He did the crime but didn't do the time.
So how are they going to prove he was there? He was on video?
I guess so.
And didn't he was drugged. That's not going to show up on
the
video.
Thing. How bad of a stripper do you have to be where you actually have to, like, drug the guy? How many guys aren't just willing to give you your money and they're not drugged?
Well, you're not willing to give $160,000. I guess. It's funny. We have some infighting here on some of our fans here.
Okay.
On the liberal side and stuff. And,
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, Adam. I'm hungry for fish and strips.
Fishnet stockings.
Yeah. Well, calm down. Don't get mad at each other on our Facebook
Live
post.
What's happening
guys.
On there, Dan?
I don't know. I'm not even going to pay attention because I'm a loving guy.
Get him. Get him.
I'm a loving guy.
No one defend me, please.
Ooh, say it louder.
Any rate, what's our next story? That's what
so
we're
I
do.
Saw a sign at the Women's March, Whores Lives Matter. That's the best. I love it. I love this one.
I agree. Awesome. Jack the Ripper disagrees, but I agree.
Whores Lives Matter.
Now, this is an interesting story because it leads to something with these driverless cars. But a man who got pulled over for DUI, for drunk driver, he told the cops my Tesla was the autopilot. So I couldn't have been drunk driving if my car was driving.
It's like Jesus is my co-pilot.
That's right.
Hey.
An alleged drunk driver found passed out in a Tesla on a bridge in California told officers the car was on autopilot, so go fuck yourself. An apparent bid to alleviate concerns about him being behind the wheel. The unidentified motorist was arrested and charged with suspicion of DUI after being found unconscious on the Bay Bridge with blood alcohol content more than twice the legal limit.
So wait, the car is a self-driving car?
Driver explained Tesla had been on autopilot. The post continued that he was arrested and charged with the suspicion of DUI, car towed. No, it didn't drive itself to the tow yard.
I was gonna say.
The tweet did not indicate when the incident took place, but officers told the news that the man was found in the stopped car about 5:30 p.m. on January 13th.
He was stopped.
Yeah.
He's like, it's on autopilot.
What kind of autopilot is that?
It's at a stoplight.
My autopilot gives me great advice. Pull over.
Worth a train track.
I found that on spring break one time in Daytona that you can't make a U-turn on a bridge or stop on a bridge. But me and two of my buddies from college, we were going to Daytona for spring break. We had a case of Busch beer in there in our car, and we're driving with these two hot chicks walking on the bridge. I made a U-ey, turned around trying to pick up the chicks. Cop, whoop, whoop, whoop. God damn it. Can't stop. See, I didn't know what I didn't know then. I learned now.
Right.
I know what I know now. I know you can't stop on a bridge to pick up whores. autopilot is certainly not self-driving and can cause some anxiety while you're getting used to it. So it's just, you know, it has, you know, it could steer it's a little
like,
bit.
It's a little extra cruise control. It's kind of like cruise control plus.
I mean, you could say, look, once you have the navigation in there, you just let it go and say, go ahead and take autopilot, and it drives and steers and stops.
Right, if it gets close to an accident or something like that.
But when you drive by an Arby's, it doesn't know to stop unless you're hungry. Then you got to take over and fucking, you know.
Take a whiz.
Hey, I got a piss car. No, fuck you. We're still driving. All right.
Eventually, that will be a good excuse, though. Eventually,
if the car doesn't have a steering wheel, like I forgot what the rule is, but like if you're, let's say this is a story recently. Somebody was passed out in their car. Like if you're in your car and you're fucked up, right? And what you're supposedly do, so if a cop pulls you over and you're just laying in your driver's seat,
if you have the keys on you,
if the ignition's in the key, you could be fucked. But if you basically took the keys and put them in the glove box. Or put them in the center console and shut it, you know. And more importantly, if you just went and sat in the back seat, you just jump in the back seat. Are you drunk? How can I drive from the back seat? You fuck. You know what I mean? You know, there's things you should do. You just don't, you know, so you don't get in trouble. Here's a funny story. Japanese astronaut apologized for fake news of his height increase. I'm sure you didn't hear this story, Elgin. Ethan.
I didn't. But Elgin could use the height increase.
But Elgin probably knew. Elgin could use the height increase. We're going to send Elgin into space, by the way, next year. What's up, Derek Ritardo? How are you doing, buddy? Japanese astronaut apologizes for... He claimed while he was on the International Space Station that he grew 4 inches.
Wow.
Japanese astronaut Norishi...
No gravity.
Norishiki Kanai.
Nothing's stretching the bones out.
On a mission to the International Space Station, apologized on Wednesday for saying he had grown 9 centimeters or 3.5 inches while in space.
He's talking about his dick, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was my cock. Good porn up there. The Russians have good porn. While in space and expressing concern on whether he'd be safe on his return to Earth, most astronauts grow during protracted space missions because their spines extend and the absence of gravity. But the gains are usually limited to a couple centimeters, not inches, maximum, and disappear once they are back on the ground.
Oh.
The 41-year-old Kanai, who went to space last month for nearly 6 months' mission, posted on Twitter on Monday that he had a big announcement. My height has been measured here in space from somehow I've grown 9 centimeters and I can dunk a basketball. I'm only 3 weeks. I've really shot up. Something I haven't seen since high school.
By the way, that's not the actual guy. That's Dougie.
Everyone
to know.
That's not an audio of the guy. We weren't able.
We got live audio of this guy.
Yeah. And then we go to the live space station. Hi, everybody. The mistake, this makes me a little worried that I may not be. Okay. He doesn't think he's going to be able to fit in his seat on the way home. But a bit over a day later, in the wake of the flurry of news stories, he apologized, saying he had measured himself after his captain raised questions about the apparent growth and had stretched only 2 centimeters from his earthbound height.
Oh. He was worried about his home bed because Japanese beds are real small.
He sleeps in like a drawer.
Yeah.
One of those drawers.
Well, I didn't know that you grow at all, though. That's interesting.
Yeah. One of the jokers, I'm going to send my cock to space.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you mind if my cock takes a ride on the space shuttle for a little bit with you guys?
It's like
those creams.
It won't take up that much room.
Maybe the heat should do their training out there, you know?
Exactly. Clerk gets lottery tickets as a tip and wins $50,000. Did you ever do that? Somebody give you a lottery ticket like for Christmas or a present and stuff like that?
Norm MacDonald used to have a joke about that.
$50,000.
That happened with our buddy Nadim. Nadim gave me a bunch of scratch-off tickets for my fucking birthday.
Really?
And one of them was $75.
Wow. Nice.
Fuck yeah. Jeez. That's why the kid gets so much work for me. He's a lucky boy.
That happens. But $5,000 or $50,000.
That's nice. Maryland retail clerk who received a pair of scratch-off lottery tickets from a regular customer as an end-of-the-year tip ended up winning $50,000.
Wow.
Veronica Speckus, 41 years old, told the Maryland lottery officials she was working at the soda pop shop in Parkville in late December when a regular customer told her to pick out 2 scratch-off lottery tickets for herself for her end-of-the-year tip. Pick a couple.
Oh, so she did actually go buy them?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing he had her in a hand. He's like, pick a couple of these, and he walks around giving that shit away.
Wowzers.
Do you guys play the lottery?
Every day.
Really?
Not
every
that
single
often.
Day.
Not me. I wish I, you know.
I don't feel like it's
I've
a good
lost
investment.
$50,000 in the lottery, which is cool, which is cool.
I know. If I always thought about adding up how much I think. Like, we used to, we keep all our purchase lottery tickets because if you ever win, you can actually use those as a deduction against your winnings.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're supposed to, like, we have a box of them.
That is a lot of optimism. I like that.
I know. I'm fucking, meanwhile, it's taking up two bedrooms. We have to kick one of the kids out of the house because we have no room. We need fucking, we need the room for the lottery tickets.
We're going to win this week, I swear.
I feel good about this. The she said she plans to use her winnings to help fulfill her goal of buying a house. It's not going to be a very big house. The Soda Pop shop was given a $500 bonus for the lottery for selling the winning ticket. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
That's good news.
My dad got 5 out of 6 lottery numbers in 85.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and was part of like a group. Like it was me and other family members, like 10 of us. And actually, no, it was actually after that. It was probably 87 because I was here at Nova University. And I was like, and we each won like $2,000. It was like, okay. You know, so it would have been like 12. It was just one number off, man. So that, I remember because I got $2,000. I paid for my apartment for, you know, when I was in college. For the rest of the semester, I was like, fuck yeah. Here's a story. Men carry huge refrigerator on motorcycle after a raffle win.
Of course you do.
Can you imagine?
Guy also works in Key West. He's one of those guys that do all the street art stuff.
Street art?
Yeah, the refrigerator on the...
Oh, yeah.
On the chain.
The balancing?
Yeah.
On January 9th, a pair of men who won a refrigerator at a raffle in Thailand.
Oh, my God. I knew this was a Southeast Asia story.
Were faced with the problem of carrying it home on the back of a motorcycle. Hey, you put that in your pocket.
I swear, man. I used to have this coffee table. I used to live out there, right? And when I lived in Vietnam, I had this coffee table book called, I think it was called Carrying Cambodia or something like that. And it was literally all just pictures in like Phnom Penh maybe some in a couple other cities, maybe some in Vietnam, but it was basically Southeast Asia, mostly Cambodia, and it was pictures of people carrying gigantic things on motorcycles. Tiny, tiny motorcycles, huge, huge, like bags of groceries.
It's no joke.
Appliances.
It's true.
It's totally true.
Yeah. And you zip around those little cars and shit, and you know.
You see people carrying things between two motorbikes if they can't carry. Is that what they were doing? They have two motorbikes, and they're carrying the fridge in between? It's like a car.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, the guy has it. He has it on his lap, this big fucking refrigerator.
Yeah.
Straight on his lap.
Says here that friends of the men explained they had been at a Red Cross Foundation party in the evening and had brought raffle tickets for the mystery prize that turned out to be a big purple fridge recently obtained from Prince's estate sale. The men initially tried to take it home in a taxi but ended up balancing it on their motorbike when they found out it wouldn't fit in the car. You want it, you take it. If you can't take it, you don't win it.
That's doable, man. Very doable.
I don't remember that scene.
You're right. I've seen it. You've seen. You see the stick in Asia. They got like they're carrying. You know, guys on a moped carrying a fucking cow. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
You're not even kidding. I mean, if you live out there, you see that every day. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Different things there.
It's motivating.
Yeah. United Airlines flight diverted. Diverted to Alaska due to passengers' feces.
Okay.
Ooh.
A lot of shit plane stories lately.
If you look out on your left, you'll see some feces.
You don't even have to land to get in a shithole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It says here a flight from Chicago to Hong Kong had been diverted to Alaska after a passenger allegedly smeared feces in two of the plane's lavatories. United Airlines flight rerouted to Anchorage after an incident in which the passenger, who allegedly attempted to flush his shirt down a toilet, according to officials. The man, whose name was not released, spread his excrement around the toilet facilities on the flight 895.
Guy's crazier than a shithouse rat, man.
Now that's a shithole.
Exactly.
FBI spokesman Stacey Feger-Pellissier said there was no indication the incident was a terror-related situation.
They're really getting desperate, man. I think we've almost won.
Yeah. Weapons of mass kakapoopoo.
Wolverines! So funny.
I think that's what I told you. I always tell people about the flight that I had from New Orleans, and we had an emergency stop in Panama City because I got bumped to first class, and this guy sitting next to me was shitting on himself or something.
Oof.
And then he went in the bathroom and shit everywhere, and they had to clean it all up. They tracked shit back to the fucking first class in his shoes. And he was blaming the fat guy sitting in the first seat. He's like, man, something really stinks, man. This black guy, he's like, something really stinks. I'm like, yeah, it does. And he's, I think it's that guy. He's pointing at this poor fat guy sitting in the front. Turns out it was him, the stinky fuck.
What if that really was terrorism?
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, Abdul, I did as you said. I blew up the bathroom. He's like, no, that's not what I...
I didn't mean that way. You've been in that country too long. I blew it up.
No slang.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't like to poop. I can't. I don't know how anybody can poop in a you know, I mean, I can't poop in an airplane.
Oh.
You know? It's no way. I can't, you know, I can't understand how anybody could. I go in there and I, you know, it's just so fucking... Speaking of big, by the way, sumo wrestler.
Poops in bathroom.
Yeah, that guy probably shits gigantic.
Yeah, can you imagine? Sumo wrestling champion sentenced for hitting opponent with karaoke remote control. Says here, a sumo champion has been fined thousands of pounds, much like his weight, for hitting a junior wrestler with a karaoke machine remote control.
Classic sumo move.
Former grand champion, Harmafiji Kohai, 33.
That's cruel and unusual punishment. Not letting him eat
For
thousands of pounds.
Was ordered to pay 500,000 yen, which is about 3,200 pounds, or about...
$6.
US, yeah. For assaulting rising star Yakanawa Yashimori, who's 27, while drinking at a bar in Fukuoka, South Japan. Takanawa's skull was initially thought to be fractured by the karaoke remote, and had to be withdrawn from the tournament as he was hospitalized for 3 days and couldn't stop singing fucking Journey's Don't Stop Believing. However, doctors later revealed his injuries were not so severe and there were no symptoms of skull fracture or brain fluid leakage. He's just a big pussy. The incident, which occurred in November while the two Mongolians were on the tour with other wrestlers, has threatened to taint the image of Japan's national sport. And it has nothing to do with those funny things they wear. And Meiji began slapping and hitting the younger wrestler with the remote control for checking his phone. Stop checking your phone. Leave your phone alone.
They're still competitive over there.
Yeah. Why you keep checking your phone? Stop, I hit you. He had already been told off by his bad attitude by the grand champion, Hakukusho. The Japan Hakukusho. Sumo Association Crisis Management Committee found Harmafuji was forced to resign in late November over the incident, where now he has his own little sushi place where he eats all the food. Good for him.
That's a weird one.
It is. You know, most of the... You would think,
impressed with the dialect you used.
Thank you. I tried to change it from you know, Middle Eastern to Middle Asian to Japanese Asian. Man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall, ran away naked into the woods.
Of course he did.
Who doesn't do that on a Friday night? Right?
Yeah.
It's in all the instruction manual.
This is a really, like, scatological episode here.
Yeah. Huggy. What's up, Jackie Knight? man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall, ran away naked into the woods. Tallahassee police officers are searching for a man who they say ripped a urinal from a bathroom wall Monday night at Miller's Ale House and then streaked into the woods.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that one, too, everyone.
It was you.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
It's going through a difficult time.
Ale houses are fortified.
Isn't that pretty much the Miller Ale houses are all the old, like, city ale houses, that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Says here, the staff at the sports bar at Appalachie Parkway told the man, who was described as being in his 20s, entered a bathroom about 11 p.m. When he emerged a few moments later and was soaked in water, the man ran from the building north through the parking lot while taking off his clothes, according to the police incident report. An employee who watched the man and masturbated at the same time ran away, said he was completely naked when he disappeared into the woods.
With the urinal?
Yeah, and a big bad wolf chasing them.
Flocka?
Surveillance video was provided to officers. The man is wanted for criminal mischief.
That is some mischief right there.
That is. I thought criminal mischief means you have to have a wand.
Appalachia Highway is known for that kind of thing, though.
Yeah? Dude, if you're going to say meth? It, stick with it, dude. Don't leave me hanging.
Meth? I don't know. I'm trying to figure this one out. It kind of reminds me. I was thinking of the scene in Dumb and Dumber where the guy comes out soaking wet.
It's like a frat. It could be like a frat thing. Go in and steal this urinal.
Okay. Frat prank gone awry? That's okay.
Sometimes there's no answer.
Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Here's a story. Three arrested in Tallahassee grocery store drug raid. Three people faced drug charges after Tallahassee police raided Speed's Grocery.
Good name.
Yeah. It's right next to Downer's department store.
Donuts.
Downer's Donuts. Willie Hinson, 44, and Naha Patel, 49, and Andre Webb, 52, are arrested Friday. All except Webb have bonded out of jail. He had no money or family that wanted to hear from him. Police focused on the Floral Street grocer after learning that employees were storing and selling drugs inside the store. After the tip in October that drugs were being sold at the store's deli counter, who ordered the ham and cheese and some cocaine? after the officer asked,
you really want to get a low number.
Low sodium.
Yeah. What's the key word? No anchovies.
Right, right. Animal style.
After the tip, the drugs were sold at the store's deli counter, sent into an undercover officer to check it out. The officer asked Hinson, according to the court records, to purchase $30 worth of marijuana. Hinson gave him 1.5 grams of pot from a plastic bag behind the counter placed near Webb.
I'd be like, yeah, could I get the pot? Make sure it's boar's head.
How is that?
I want the boar's head weed.
How do you not
know
you're going to get caught? What's that, boy?
Don't give me any more of that fucking Oscar Mayer weed, you dopey bastard. Yeah. I mean, they had that problem like in fast food places, right? They were selling shit like that.
You hear about that every once in a while, yeah.
You hear about it a bit. And
American entrepreneurialism at work, I say.
Yeah, man.
Let's reward it, not punish it.
If criminals would work that hard at doing honest fucking things.
Well, selling weed is an honest day's work, actually.
Well, it could be. Florida man calls 911 to report himself as a drunk driver.
Oh. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I'd like to report a pink elephant in the westbound lane.
I'd like to report it. Why is the story gone? What the fuck happened? What happened here? I can't get that story now. Is it that old? It just completely gone? It did.
That sounded like a good one.
It did. And I don't know what's going on, man. It's right there, and it went to my normal
fake news
thing.
Dougie.
It's fake news. Well, let's just leave it at that, everybody.
Sweet.
I'd hate to leave on a bad note, but some Florida guy called in. He says, I'm drunk. I read the story, and I want the cops to come here and arrest me. Meanwhile,
what a responsible citizen.
It is. Listen, I'm saying, this guy listened to our podcast. I said, just listen, don't. Step up or step out. The guy says, I'm going to make it, so I'm just going to fucking get out of here.
Wait, why did he call the cops and say he's driving, though? Did he report himself
for
DUI?
Yeah, he says, listen, I'm a bad guy, and I'm drunk. I think he did it in this way. He basically says, I need somebody to help me out. I'm pulled over, and I'm drunk. You know, like he thought, like, people think they're pulled over, they're not going to get, you know.
He should have been like, I'm in a field. There's a car nearby. I don't know whose
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
This car, but I'm drunk out
this
here.
This car keeps following me. Anyway, that's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Cyril Dober for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Ethan Moore.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, a little change in the calendar this week. Wise Guys Comedy Show will be there this week at Tavolino's. I am not going to be hosting it because I'll be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples.
Nice.
Featuring out there. So Brian Coronado will be hosting for Will Lopez is our feature. And that's Dexter great. Angry is our headliner. Thursday night, Wise Guy, the Goldfinger Comedy Club and Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club located in the Platinum Lounge, separate from the strippers, so go out and see it. Brian will be hosting that, and Will Lopez will be your feature, and Pat Garrity, very funny comic, will be headlining. Pat Garrity's touring the country in a car that everybody signed.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. Everywhere he goes, it's a never-ending tour. If you go see him, you get to sign his fucking car. And he's also going to be at Jackie Knight's this week, where Perry and Brian had a show. We had a great time.
Nice.
St. Augustine, by the way, beautiful town. If you've ever been to St. Augustine, now there's a great time of year to go there. It's cool out. It's a beautiful town. Jackie Knight's has got comedy shows Friday and Saturday night on the island there, right over the Bridge of Lions. Pat Garrity will be there on Saturday. He'll be with us on Thursday.
Great spot.
Aside from that, I'm also going to be at Kazi's Comedy Club headlining this week in Newport News, Virginia on Friday and Saturday night. My buddy Camacho is his last name. I have so many friends' last name, Camacho. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Ciro?
@CiroComic or every Monday night at the 19th hole in Hollandale. Comedy Tour.
Ethan.
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. And tomorrow night, come to the 33rd Street Wine Bar. Lisa Correo is our headliner, and I'm featuring on that show.
Lisa, nice.
Way to go.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Tomorrow in the studio, Elgin David and Peter Leonard. And we have a special bonus show on Thursday. Come back with us, Facebook Live. Pat Garrity will be in the studio with me. And we'll be talking comedy and his never-ending comedy tour. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you here tomorrow right at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the two